as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my prayers is, yeah, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. Does he abide with you? Once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peaceful sleep. Now the Comforter abides with me. And he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. All my nightmares turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me. Sing it to him. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Happy joy. Time tonight, because he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Raise your hand to him. He abides, hallelujah, he abides. With me, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Let's clap it to him one more time. That he abides and he is with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Who's happy to be the bride of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Let's give him another big hand.
love and don't love. Praise the Lord. I think the roof just went up a few inches. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. What a message we had Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
What a revelation to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
A living message. Is this a living message?
Yes.
A living word to the living bride. A living message.
Amen.
And we're part of it.
Amen.
It just can't get better than that. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. And as Brother Bram says, he told us he's to put on our spiritual thinking.
Amen.
He says, because we got to catch a spiritual application.
Amen.
I caught it.
Amen.
Who caught it?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome all of our visitors. I know we got quite a few tonight. How many visitors do we have here? Raise your hand. Oh, well, God bless you and all of you. Welcome. It's nice to have you all here with us. Over this Easter weekend, and how many are ready for a wonderful Easter weekend? Well, I pray that you got my letter that I give to you all.
Amen.
About this Easter, about what we're going to do, what I really pray that you enjoy it.
Amen.
It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when we made the announcement, and for all of you people that are from visitors and from out of town, it's not that we didn't want you here, we wanted you here, but we knew if we made the advertisement that we were going to have an Easter weekend, that there's no just a place to hold everybody. And then plus, I just didn't feel in my heart just to have it. So it's just really praying. It's like, well, Lord, what do you want? What? It doesn't matter. And that's the way we all feel. That's the way the bride feels. Lord, it doesn't matter what we want. It's what you want.
Amen.
Sometimes we have our knowledge, our idea and thinking. And most of the time, mine is way off in another direction. It's just to get ourselves quiet. And Lord, tell me what you want to do.
Amen.
And I had some things in my heart that I wanted to do. But it wasn't until this Friday. And I was over praying and asking the Lord about what we're going to play and do in the Agape Tour. And we have the camp that's coming up and whatever our theme was going to be with that and the tapes for that. And then also for coming up for this Easter weekend. And the Lord just started laying this on my heart to listening to these messages.
Amen.
And to dedicate this whole weekend to Him.
Amen.
It's like with anything we do, what you put into it is what you'll get out of it.
Amen.
Amen. And I know for myself, it is that it's wonderful that we have the visitors and we're all in town. And you that are streaming, that are listening, if you're coming here, when you've been here during the Easter weekend, it's wonderful we get to have the time of fellowship with one another and talk with one another. But we spend a lot of time doing that. But it's about something different. It's about the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Because if that day didn't happen a few thousand years ago, none of us would be here.
Amen.
So I really want us to dedicate ourselves in honor of that resurrection. To stay in the Word. To stay in prayer. And join the Bride of Christ around the world. What's more important to us than that? Nothing.
Amen.
There is nothing more important than that. And you cannot outgive the Lord Jesus. You just simply cannot do it. The more that you give to Him, the more that He gives it back to you. So I'm really looking forward to be praying with you, be praying for the ones around the world as we join one another together and unite together with the Bride of Jesus Christ. One day it's not going to be distance to us. We're all going to be together. We just heard Brother Branham talking about it again over and over when that bride unites and comes together. And that's what we're learning about right here. He's preparing, getting ready for that time when that bride's together. But I really do believe this is going to be a red letter weekend. I know it's going to be for me.
Amen.
Is it going to be for you? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm really looking forward to it. Well, we've been hearing, who's our first messenger?
Paul.
And our second one?
Irenaeus.
And third one?
Martin. And then the last one we heard about was Martin on the Pegamus. Excuse me. Now I can't even say it.
Pergamus.
Pergamus Church Age. And what did he say about it? It was the false doctrine. He says what it was that we get to see coming up through that church age he talked about. He says what it was deeds. He says now, what's it become? A doctrine. He says here it comes. It comes creeping up. He says it was Satan's lying, his deed. He was coming up. And he says that it was for the foundation of the papal. Right there is where it started. And he really, if you've been digging in them church age books, he's been reading the church age book. Oh, isn't that wonderful? And he thanked the Lord. We were just talking about that back in the back room before we come out. How wonderful that that prophet made that church age book. And he broke it down to really explain it, even what he didn't even say on the tapes. And you just can't put it down. He just brings it into full view for us to see where we are in the day that we're living in. He says that those churches and that they were, he says, they where they come together in church and state, they came together. And where that Catholics, they come in. He says that Babylon, that mystery Babylon, now it's becoming real to us and we can see where it was. But there was two of them, he said. There were two churches that came out. Correct?
Amen.
Let's listen here a second. He says, thus by the time the third church age, we have two churches bearing the same name, but a bitter difference between them. One has departed from the truth, married idols, and has no life in her at all. After this hibernization, herself and the signs of death, not life, followed in her wake. She is powerful with many members. She is favored by the world. Is that what we see now?
Yeah.
Exactly. He said, there it is. There's the seed. There's where it started, right there. And he says, it was favored by the world. They came in. He says, they wanted to get rid of Jesus Christ. And they come in, they wanted their bishops, they wanted their popes. They wanted the Nicolaitanism that started to come in. But he said, there was another church. Let's talk about that church a little bit. You want to talk about that church a little bit? So do I. Brother Branham said there was another little persecuted group. But she follows the word and the signs follow her. Amen. Amen. Does that sound like us?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, the sick are healed.
Amen.
How many's been healed?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, and the dead are raised.
Amen.
Hey. I think we've had that. He says, she is alive with the life and the word of God.
Amen.
We're alive with the life of Jesus Christ, the word in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. How do all these things happen? It's because that we believe in a prophet. We believe in this message. We believe who God sent in our end time. And it says that we have faith to believe it. But what kind of faith do we have? This is what Brother Branham says. He says in Acts 3:16, when Peter was asked about the mighty miracles had taken place upon the crippled one at the gate beautiful, he explained it on this wise. And his name, through faith in his, Jesus' name, hath made this man strong. Yea, that faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness and in the presence of you all. Brother Graham says, see there? There it is. Jesus' name. And Jesus' faith brought about the miracle. Peter did not claim it was his own human faith any more than he claimed that it was his own name. He said that Jesus' name is the faith which is from Jesus performed the great miracle. Listen to this. This faith is what the Lord was speaking about in Revelation 2:13. It was his faith. It was not faith in him. He says, but it was his own faith that he had given to the believers.
Amen.
God give you his faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, give me his faith.
Amen.
I do it as thinking. We get so much that it is, I've got faith. I've got faith. I got to build up my faith. I got to build up my faith. It's his faith.
Amen.
I can't build up my faith. It's not in my name. I can't do nothing. But I have faith. Do you have faith in his name?
Amen.
You say it in his name and you got his faith. So his faith brings it to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
He goes on to say here, he says, human faith wasn't enough then and it's not enough now.
Amen.
It takes the very faith of the Son of God to drop into a man's heart so that he can receive the Lord of glory into the temple not made by hands.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That faith has to drop into us. Then whatever we ask, we can have. He said it was a living faith. How wonderful is that? A living faith. Not something dead and gone and passed on and papal and dead bishops and all that stuff. It's a living faith living in his living bride. He says, I live by faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Paul did not say that he lived by faith in the Son of God. It was the faith of the Son of God that given him life and kept him living in Christian victory.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I read that the other day over and over and over again. It's like, Lord, how great. I do nothing. You do nothing. We try so hard, we think we've got to do something. It's just having that simple faith in him. And we believe it. It's just like Brother Branham said. He said, Brother Bosworth. He said, most of the people that came up in the prayer lines, he says, they're healed before they even come up in the prayer line. If Brother Branham was going to come pray for you, that's done.
Amen.
It's just done. You just have the faith to believe it.
Amen.
It's just that simple. You have the faith. Lord, it's not my faith. When you pray for something or you pray for somebody, it's not, I've got to get my faith up. I got to get my faith up. You just got to have faith in him.
Amen.
Because, Lord, it's your faith. I have faith in your name, and it's your faith that brings it to pass.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So if we got faith, I want to know who we are. He goes on to tell us. He goes, now, if he is the living word, then this wrote on the Bible is part of him. Then if you can receive this unto him, which is the word, this word comes into you by faith and it makes it alive.
Amen.
Because, he says, oh, catch that. The word comes into you. If the Holy Spirit is in there, it's alive as soon as it comes in you. And every promise is true.
Amen.
Nothing. Therefore, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, because what? You ready for this? Because you are deity speaking.
Amen.
You are deity speaking. I think you better dwell on that a little tonight. Deity speaking. Praise the name of the Lord. Deity speaking. Whatever you say, he says, when it drops into you,
is
to believe it.
Amen.
That we are speaking on his behalf. Of whatever that we ask for, it has to come to pass.
Amen.
He says, you believe it? He said, the Bible said so, and whatever you say shall come to pass. If it's not, if you don't doubt it, and if you can't get it all, the world bred it out of you. Let the Holy Spirit make you so full, sons and daughters of God. No world, no condemnation, no doubt. What is it then? It's no more you, it's God in you. Then you take his word, it's a promise, and say, Father, it's your promise. It's over. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a privileged people that we are to be able to recognize who that we are in the end time. And here he is bringing out these mysteries to us that we can see that false church coming up. Then we see ourselves in this church coming up. That he was talking about that bride then. That's the bride now. He said they stayed true and faithful to the word as they came up. So now in this end time, we're staying true and faithful to this word. What that prophet brought to us. We live by every word. Every word, because I've been condemned for this, but it is my absolute.
Amen.
It's my absolute. I'm thankful for it. Amen. Because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ in our end times. So I want to know, who is this angel that brought this? I think he told us. This message is addressed to the leaders of the church. God help that guy that'll pull away from this message. There's no hope for him.
Amen.
There's none. He says, but it was given to an angel. And that angel was in the hand under his own control. His, under God's control. Giving to thriving powers from him, from his right hand. There you are in his right hand. That is, they are in supreme power. Why they are here on earth? Because they are the lights from him, giving the light to that church age.
Amen.
Supreme power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. He says, and then we find out about another word he talked about to us the other day. It was called hidden manna.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Well, he says, what is hidden manna? The manna that isn't given to all the congregation.
Amen.
And they got more revelation than Brother Branham?
No.
I don't think so. Amen. The revelations is poured out upon the angel.
Amen.
That's worth reading again.
Amen.
The revelation is poured out upon the angel of the church. The revelation of the word. See, revelation of the word is given to that angel and that age. And for it's hid from everywhere and revealed back that hidden manna. It's addressed to the angel of the church. You get it? It's a little bigger revelation of what Christ is. Maybe a little higher calling.
Amen.
I believe it's a higher calling. Amen. I like talking about us in our age. He said, now we're going to find out something about a white stone. I love what he said about the white stone. This angel shall have a white stone. This angel shall have a white stone. A new name. A new name written in this rock that nobody knows but him. There's a revelation there that was never even revealed. Nobody even knows it. He says he knows who he is, but he can't tell others.
Amen.
He knew who he was. I've had people ask me that. Do you really think your daddy knew who he was? I said, absolutely, he knew who he was. It was supreme authority. Amen. And he says, a white rock. He says, and in it that new name. Not his own name, but he's somebody else. That's rich. But he's somebody else that only he himself knows. He's that got that rock, that name, a special manna to feed the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you happy for that tonight? Amen. You know who we are? We're one of the millions that screamed out, we're resting upon it. We're resting upon it, Brother Branham. We're resting upon it. Only you have the words of eternal life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Are you one of those million voices?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my goodness. This message has everything for us. It's just word upon word upon word. And I know as you read this message and we get into it, when you recognize who that you are, where we're going, what's going to happen, what's in store for us. This is just earthly, heavenly places. But he says that we're sitting in them tonight.
Amen.
And the thing, God came down to come down and live with us.
Amen.
He came down and died for us.
Amen.
He gave his life for us. He was bruised for us, whipped for us, persecuted for us, because that he loved you.
Amen.
We don't deserve nothing, but how great thou art.
Amen.
It's ours.
Amen.
And I thank him for it.
Amen.
So we want to go to prayer as we bow our heads. And we want to thank the Lord Jesus and just to meditate upon him and to thank him for his grace, his mercy, and his love to us. And that we know that by faith, believing in him,
amen,
that it's him, not us, it's him, you, Father.
Yes.
Your faith that you have given to us, Lord. And we know that you're more than able, because you done conquered. By your stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And what do we have need of? It's ours.
Amen.
You give your life for us so that we could have it. And we're so thankful for that tonight, Lord Jesus. We just love you.
Amen.
We want to just worship you tonight, Lord.
Amen.
We want to open up our hearts. And we want to be ready to get more revelation,
amen,
of that word, Lord. To get deeper into that word.
Yes.
Father, we want to get more away from us that's not like you. That's truly the desire of our heart, Lord.
Yes.
To get rid of all that, Lord.
Amen.
Father, our desire is just to be just like you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, little indifferences that we have, any bitterness that we have, anything that's not like you, that, Lord, it says, in the least that you do unto them. So, Lord, no matter what we do, we want it to be whoever it is. We want to do it unto you, Lord.
Amen.
That's the desire of our heart. And we want to make you welcome tonight, Lord Jesus, in our midst. We know that you're here, Lord, because each one of us, we brought you with us. How thankful we are, Lord, that no matter where we go, you're right there with us. Because you promised us you'd never leave us, you'd never forsake us, that you're always there with us. We love you for it, Lord.
Yes.
Tonight we have many prayer requests that have come in. We've had a real urgent one that comes in. It was our sister Billy Burnett. Is that they said that she was unresponsive and the ambulance was on the way. We haven't got word, but we went straight to prayer for her. The faith of our Lord Jesus to go after her.
Yes.
And we believe,
yes,
that we're going to go before his throne and believe for our sister.
Amen.
We're going to believe for all these prayer requests, every need. For we know that Father knew all of them before that they were written down on paper. He knows each and every one.
Yes.
He knows what's among your heart. He knows what your need is, what the desire of your hearts is. And as if you got them in your heart, just raise your hand to him and say, Lord, you see my hand and you know what's underneath of the hand and you know what I have need of, Lord. The things that I don't even know, Lord, you know all about them, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, give them to me. And I believe that you're going to give them to me, Father.
Amen.
And I want to thank you, Father, what you've done for me.
Amen.
Because I'm not the same person I was last week.
Amen.
I ain't the same person I was 2 weeks ago.
Amen.
Or what I was a month ago, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm not going to be the same person after tonight, Lord. I'm going to be more like you, Father. I want to be more consecrated. I'm going to be more like you, Father. Because your word says I can't go out of this building the same person I come in. So I'm going to be more like you, Father. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. But Father, meet every need, Lord, and you see underneath of that hand. Let's just sing a little song that will reach out and touch him as he comes by. For we know that he's here and he's coming in and out of the aisles like he does.
Yes.
Up and down, back and forth. You can just feel his presence right there with you right now.
Amen.
You feel him. He's right here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just want to reach out and touch the hem of your garment, Lord. That's it. I want the crumbs from the master's table, Lord.
Amen.
Just the crumbs is all that I need, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
But I'm your son or your daughter. And you've given me the whole table, Lord. And I'm here to claim it. Claim what's mine, Lord. It belongs to me. It's my inheritance. You give it to me before the foundation of the world, Lord Jesus. How grateful I am, Lord Jesus. I'm so happy to be your son or your daughter.
Amen.
Come, be with us, Lord Jesus. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Gracious Heavenly Father, how great Thou art, Lord Jesus. How we love You, Lord. How we adore You. How we worship You, Lord. How we thank You for Your mercy and Your grace and love to us, Lord.
Amen.
We're so undeserving, Lord, but oh, in Your great majesty, Lord, that You saw us before the foundation of the world, Lord, and we were in You, Lord Jesus. We're part of You, Lord Jesus. How thankful that we are because of predestination. We're here tonight, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for sending Your prophet, Lord, that angel.
Amen.
And You're giving that hidden manna, Lord, and that white stone, Lord Jesus, to bring a message to Your bride, to call out Your bride, to come and reveal all the secrets that were hidden. Action, morning, Lord Jesus. May our hearts go back to Calvary, Lord, to what You did, Lord. That You become us, Lord Jesus. That You took my sins, my burdens, my sickness, my everything that I was and lost, and You took it upon Yourself. You feel my feelings, Lord. All the temptations I go through, all the failures I go through, You took them all upon Yourself to save me, Lord Jesus. Lord, I love You. How can I not love You, Lord? There's nothing greater than Your love, Lord. It's the greatest thing. So how much more I want to serve You, Lord Jesus. I want to worship You and tell You how much that I love You. I want the world to know, Lord, we all do, is how much that we love You and we thank You, Lord.
Amen.
Help us, Lord Jesus. We need You, Lord. And as we're down here on this earth, that we're just fragile human beings. And You know, because You were here and You felt it. You know what we're going through.
Yes.
But Lord, You made a provided way for Your sons and daughters, Lord. That all we have to do is believe in You. Your faith, Lord Jesus. Not our faith, Lord. We're nothing. Our name is nothing. Your name is everything, Lord. It's everything, Lord. And we love You for it, Lord Jesus. And it's Your faith that's going to meet each and every one of these requests, Lord Jesus. Father, be with us and help us, Lord Jesus. The ones that are sick and our sister Billy and the different ones that, Father, go after them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that little slingshot, it's deadly, Lord.
Amen.
Because it's Your word, Lord, and it cannot fail, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Meet each and every request, every hand that went up, every need that was behind it, Lord Jesus. May You meet it, Lord.
Amen.
Fill them with Your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Come down like a rushing mighty wind, Lord Jesus, like You did that day on Pentecost, Lord. Fill us afresh, Lord Jesus, with Your Holy Spirit. Come and breathe on us Your love, Lord Jesus. That's the desire of our heart, Lord. We ask You to be with us tonight. Feel welcome, Lord Jesus, because that we want to worship You and we want to know more about You, Lord. Bless Your children. Bless the ones that's come from many miles, Lord, to be here with us, and to fellowship and worship You with us. Be with the ones that's out there on the radio waves, Lord Jesus. All around the world, Lord, Your bride, Lord Jesus. They love You and they worship You, Lord Jesus. And Father, we know one day that there won't be no distance, that we'll be together for an eternity. We're not going to be clouds. We're going to be sons and daughters of God, Lord.
Amen.
And you sent your prophet over beyond the curtain of time to come down and tell us, Lord Jesus, how great thou art, Lord. We love you and thank you, Lord. You're welcome here, Lord. You're welcome in our midst, Lord. Come and be with us now. For we ask it all in the name, that wonderful name, that everything is named that name on heaven and on earth, that wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. We have a baby dedication tonight. We have one. We have some visitors from out of town that brought their baby in to be dedicated. Are they here tonight? Would you like to come forward? Let's sing a little dedicational song.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring.
Isabella Cordova.
Isabella?
Yes.
Well, what, Isabella, come to me? Oh, yeah. God bless. See, honey, I got the touch. I'm doing better than I did last week, right? Praise the name of the Lord.
How sweet.
Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege. What an honor it is for me to hold this little love gift, little Isabella, Lord. Father, that you've brought into this home, Lord, that you give it to this couple, Lord Jesus. And Lord, in honor of your word that they've brought her here, Lord, into these unworthy hands that represent you here tonight, Lord. Father, to dedicate her back to you, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord Jesus, all of her life. That you would watch her, Lord. That you would protect her, Lord. May you keep her, your hand upon her, Lord Jesus. That, Father, may this home always be a place where you're always welcome, Lord. May they raise this child up, Lord, to love you and to serve you and put the word first always, Lord.
Amen.
Father, may you bless her, Lord, and be with her. If time goes on and there is a tomorrow, may this word burn within her heart, Lord Jesus. May she give her life to you in a service to you, Lord. That other children would look up to her, Lord, and know that it's a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord Jesus. Now we take her, we place her into your capable hands. We ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
Amen. So wonderful to be in the house of the Lord again. How many is happy to be here? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. How great is our God, and how great is His word. Amen.
How great is our God, and how great is His word. He's the greatest. said, I will lead you. Put your trust in me. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me.
Just one more time.
Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word. For He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I will lead you. Just put your trust in me.
And soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. And there's no more crying yet, for we are going to see the King. Yes, there's no more crying there, for we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see.
No more dying,
there's no more dying there, for we are going to see. No more dying, no more dying there, for we are going to see the King. There's just no more dying there, for we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going. No more parting, there's no more parting there, for we are going to see the King. No more parting there, we are going.
Won't that be wonderful?
Yes, no more parting there, for we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Hebrews 13:8.
We are going to see the King. Yes, Hebrews 13:8. We are going to see the King. Hebrews 13:8. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. And soon and very soon, oh, we are going to see the King. Yes, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
Let's just clap to Him. Just can't wait.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. And by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, and we will when all the saints of God are gathered. And tossed and grinning on the restless sea of somber skies and howling tempest, lost and see the bright sunshine in the land of perfect day. When the mist have rolled away, we will understand it better. Destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, it's by and by when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, and we will tell understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways of God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we understand it better by and by. Oh, and by and by, when the morning comes, when hidden snares often takes us unaware, and our heart are made to plead for many a godless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, we will tell the story.
God's Son would die.
life for mine. His scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled his blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow gave me joy untold. His life for mine. His life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? For mine, he was despised and rejected, stripped of his garments and oppressed. I am loved and accepted, and I wear a robe of righteousness. His life for yours, his for mine, that he would die, God's Son would die, to save a wretch like me. One love divine, he gave his life for mine.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Joanna. We appreciate that. How many thankful he gave his life for yours. Amen. Truly, his name is wonderful. Amen. He is the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. Amen. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus. Jesus, my Lord.
His name is truly wonderful.
Amen.
We love Him and we adore Him.
Amen.
Are you ready for the Word?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We've done all that we can do is by inviting Him, worshiping, and letting Him know that He's welcome. We know that He's welcome. He knows that He's welcome. Great, mighty Papa God, come flesh. And then came back and lives and dwells in His bride. We're so thankful, Lord Jesus, tonight we have this opportunity to hear the Word one more time that stored up food for His bride. Let's sing our song.
Only believe.
Once again, have God's prophet come bring us the message of the Thyatirian church age, which we know is hidden manna, a
has given to his bride of Christ, that he give to his seventh church age messengers
Amen.
To bring it to you tonight. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. I welcome God's prophet to this platform. God bless you.
Now, tonight, we're just before we go into this great church age. I just hope my Lord pours out his spirit upon us just and blesses us again. And we can only hit the highlights now because in the great event of coming on, we'd be here all week long. And all last night, we had such a glorious time. But now, just before we read the scriptures, could we just change our position for a few moments and stand for a word of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come in the all-sufficient name of the Lord Jesus, knowing that someday you will come. And